I agree with you. I like the power pole connectors right there in the front. That'll make it easy. And you know, I'm already thinking, okay, where am I going to put this? And I think I've got a spot already. My shack here is getting filled up. It's going to have to be rearranged.
Yeah, one option might be underneath your desk. I assume you're using some kind of desk or table. Again, you don't interface with the supply a lot. And it doesn't need to be, it needs to be accessible, but it doesn't need to be within arm's reach all the time. Something that you could lean over, look under, tip it up sideways. You know, there's all kinds of things you can do like that. Put it off to the side somewhere. Just so long as you can access that noise shifter knob once in a while, or plug in something else. Plug in something else, check that current. What's my current draw? Is my supply handling it? Those kind of things. Nice to have when they're there, but not always necessary. You could always put a current meter in there. Or you know the radio draws 9 amps. Why do you need a meter at all? Those are the decisions that could help you save maybe $20. Get one for $79. Is it worth not having, especially the power meter? For me, that's a big one.
Yeah, I definitely like that. But as I'm sitting here in my shack, my man cave combo, I'm seeing stuff that I can, you know, I can get rid of this or I can get rid of that, and I can do this and do that, and I think, yeah, I can make it work, and I think it's going to turn out well.
Yeah, so these are our switching power supplies. There are linear power supplies. See if I look up one of those here. Like a 25 amp linear power supply. I'm going to guess that's going to cost you a little bit more. It might not even be an Amazon buy. That could be like a R&L or one of the ham radio equipment stores. This is KTPCD as I'm doing a quick search here. Okay, I also own one of these, and I'll send that over. And it's a nice power supply, but you'll see the difference here. This one here is very quiet. Huge price difference.
I can understand why. Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I look at it. The old adage, you get what you pay for. That makes sense.
Now, when I bought this one, I want to say I paid $50 for it, used at a ham fest. It does hum, though. I don't think I hear it in the audio when I'm transmitting, but I can, as it's sitting there warming up the room, I don't have this one hooked up anymore, but this one has a little bit of sound that you can hear directly by the device, which may mean it's on its way out, but they're not cheap.
I see that. I'm looking through here. It says the RS, if I can take a so it's a constant draw, so it can draw 25 amps, but it's not necessarily from the wall, right?
Correct, yeah, that's 12 volts, 25 amps, continuous.
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit different. This one just, it says it only has the, it sounds like the binding posts on it.
Yeah, that one doesn't even have the normal thumb screw binding post. That has actual bolt-on lugs in the back. Yep. Yeah, very, very simple. But you could power a station that has multiple radios with ease. It's and in fact both of them would. This is just linear. So long as you're mining your ground loops, this one would be quieter, but I would say you won't notice. You probably won't notice the switching noise of that other one.
Yeah, I mean it is a lot more, but it is a linear power supply versus a switching power supply. I know that some of that technology for switching has gotten better, but like I said, I'm not hearing any noise on your transmission today.
Yeah, so I would read the reviews, like the one I had sent you. Read the reviews online, see what people are saying about it, because that is a different, again, knockoff supplier. The other thing to consider is a lot of that noise doesn't get heard by the user locally or the remote user because of the bandwidth of the device that they're receiving with, or the fidelity of their speaker system. Where my HT, very narrow, and doesn't get a lot of the extra noise. If I'm running through a system like my phone in the truck, which has a pretty decent system in there, or maybe Ross is running it through a nice speaker system in his house, he might be hearing some of the buzzing on the lows or weird whistles on the highs, stuff that's coming through that wouldn't make it through especially an HT. They tend to be very narrow, or maybe a mobile radio. So a lot of times that can shield some of that that extra noise in there that is being generated and no one would ever know.
I see. Now I'm starting to understand. Yes, the more that you and I talk, the more research I've been doing on equipment and stuff, and then when I go back to read my general handbook as I'm preparing for my test, things are starting to become clearer, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, and it's like what I was saying back in the beginning, and I know it's a crude way to think about it, but so long as it's without malicious intent. When you're studying for the test, I don't want to say who cares if you don't absolutely understand it. Just learn the answers to the questions and study, you know, and you'll pick things up. And then as you start using it, you'll pick up some more and you add a new an operating mode and you'll learn more about that. And you'll get an HF and you'll learn about that and you'll build your first antenna and it'll suck. And then you'll learn about that and, you know, It's all experimental, and it's a learning experience.
Definitely. I've learned a lot in the last few months, and I like that. Ever since I got out of the Air Force and went to college, I was like, there's so much knowledge out there, and just yeah, obviously you can't suck it all in. But, yes, I love the learning experience, and it's been a very enjoyable journey so far.
Yeah, Lynn was just telling me that it's supposed to be a cold one today. She's telling me that once I get ready here, I should break out my my winter jacket, of which I haven't. Oh, yeah, we'll be in the single digits later on this afternoon. She just said no. Yeah, I'll have to break out my winter jacket, which I haven't done yet. I've been trying to be positive and just wearing my spring jacket, even. What did you say, Siberia? Oh, I don't know if it's our weather's coming from Siberia, but...
Yes, it's supposed to get pretty cold today and this evening. I was looking at the forecast because normally on Friday mornings I go and shoot 22 long rifle, but once the temperature drops below 30 degrees at like 10 o'clock on Thursday night or something, they don't shoot the next day, so... kind of gives me a day off from shooting, which would be fine. Sometimes you need a break. So, yeah, it's going to be cold. You might want to break out that winter jacket.
Oh, you there, Brad? K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. I'm still here.
I think I might have dropped off mid-sentence there before.
Yeah, you might have been transmitting. I might have stepped on you.
Oh, no. The HT that I was using, it seems like the battery died. I don't always remember to plug them back in. Oh, yeah, I just plugged it back into the charger, and now it's booting back up. Yeah, so this is a different one. You know, I know you've got two, but let's see, right here from now I've got 1, 2, 3 HTs within hand's reach. And I've got one. I actually have my other, my DMR node, my scanner. I have another network radio all within arm's reach here. So when one goes down, I can grab another. So this will definitely sound different. But, yeah, apparently I hadn't charged that one in a while. Anyway, she's talking about the weather, watching the news out there, but I should probably have my breakfast and then start thinking about heading out of here soon.
Yeah, I haven't had breakfast yet either. I'm going to finish my shoulder exercises and have a little breakfast, and hopefully I can get out there before the bus comes around 8 o'clock. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. It's not necessarily my responsibility to make sure the driveway is clear by the time the kids get there.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, you'll figure it out. And, I just realized that when I brought in a cup of coffee here and my vitamins and chatting away, sipping down my coffee, and I just finished the last of it, and my vitamins are still here. I guess I'm having a second cup of coffee or something else to wash this down anyway. All right. Well, I'm going to let you get going, Brad, and I'll let you do your research, read some reviews, and I think you'd be happy with something like the first one I shared with you, just the features that I like, and or find something or similar, or use that one that you're using for however long you need to, and see what you come across. There's always options at HamFest if you're looking to save a little bit. It was also nice too. All right, I'll listen out for your final, but then I'm going to I'll disappear this morning. This is K2PTV, and do you remember when Ross said he was going to be back? Is he back Monday?
Yes, he'll be back Monday. I don't know if they're flying back tomorrow, but he said he'd be back on the air Monday morning.
All right, yeah, he'll have to come back in and turn his node radio back on and or set it up so that it recovers on its own next time.
Yeah, I think he'll do that this time. I mean, you know, thankfully we've been able to use the W2SO repeater. You know, thank those guys for letting us do that. That's been really nice.
Yeah, I'm surprised no one else has popped in here. That's okay. Maybe tomorrow. All right, I'm going to pop out. I'll let you get on with your day, and I'll talk to you soon, Brad. This is KTPCB.
73 to you, Travis. This is KE2EDQ, and we're clear for today.
Oh, and I'll leave you with this. My last one. I said I didn't hear the plow go by before. I can hear it out there now. It's official. All right, K2PCB clear.